this morning's Health Watch, gaining weight at work. According to a CareerBuilder.com survey, more than half of they put on weight since they started their current jobs. For 20% of them, it's 10 pounds or more. So how can we avoid that? Neil Pyre is a fitness consultant and a fellow at the American College of Sports Medicine. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Harry.
You are an exercise physiologist by training, right? So you can really tell us what we need to do here. Is this all about technology? Is there so much technology in our office that we don't even bother to walk across the room to talk to our colleagues? That's why we're gaining weight at our cubicles?
Well, there are probably multiple variables that's causing this whole phenomenon. Inactivity obviously is the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we inactive? Over the last 10 to 20 years, the faster and the more technology moves, the less we do.
Right.
Where you used to get up, write a message, and go see your colleague all the way across the office.
Sure.
Now you spend 30 seconds, you write an email, zip, it's gone, you're on to the next thing.
Right.
So there are many reasons why we're less active, even in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we live in such a all-or-none society.
Yeah.
That if people don't get 30 to 60 minutes of the formal exercise every day,
right,
they give up.
Right.
So what's the use?
Right.
Why should I?
Okay, so what are things people can do before or after work, you know, if they're trying to work as many hours as possible and also spend time with family and everything else, things they can do that help them at least get some exercise?
You know, if you commute in New York City, you take the bus or the subway,
right,
get off a stop earlier before you're supposed to, wherever you're supposed to get off, get
right
off, stop early. That gives you a few extra blocks that you can walk.
Sure.
Instead of, if you're up on the 15th floor, I'm not going to recommend you take the stairs for 15 flights.
Right.
But you can take the elevator and walk up 3 flights.
You know what? I've seen people over the broadcast center who actually been doing that lately, who use the stairs all the time. It makes a huge, huge difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just a matter of getting your 2 minutes here and there.
Right.
Overall, it all adds up.
And what should you do at lunchtime? What about lunchtime?
Be sensible. If you're moving less,
mm-hmm,
you really require less energy.
Yeah.
You require less calories, if you will.
Right.
So eat a little lighter. Eat a little bit less. Drink non-caloric fluids like water or even diet soda if you're mm-hmm a soda drinker.
Yeah.
And let that help you fill up.
What about brown bagging? Is brown bagging?
Brown bagging is a great way to know how much you're eating, know what you're eating.
Right.
You go to the deli, order tuna because it's healthy.
Right.
You don't know how much mayo is in there. If it was a
tuna
and
oil, the sandwich is this big.
It's huge. You
right
can feed a family of four with
right
a typical New York City deli sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're brown bagging, you know what you've got, right? And your chances are you have a much better ability to portion control.
Absolutely.
Right. What about trying to exercise at your desk? You're always seeing these things about, you know, finger exercises and things. That's not real.
Over the years, there have been a lot of workstation workout programs
right
that you see in all the books and magazines. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is a lot of people are not comfortable exercising at their desk because their manager might be watching. So you're gonna tend to lose out or miss out on right any activity you could do at your desk.
So just play solitaire.
Absolutely.
All right, Neil, thanks so much.
Pleasure.